The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Jeremy Baumgarten is with us, and a strategic account manager in the Central Red River Valley. Jeremy, give me your perspective on this 2018 crop.
2018 crop looks really good. One of the better ones we've had in the last several years. I think we've been blessed with a nice crop this year. Obviously, there's some challenges out there. Some pockets didn't get quite enough rain. Some pockets have gotten just the right amount of rain, but I think we're going to see a really nice crop this year. We've got some late season rains here the last couple of weeks that are definitely going to help with test weight and seed size, which obviously will, you know, turn into yield at the end of the day. So really happy with what we're seeing. The Pioneer product looks really strong. Lots of new corn and soybean products out there we're looking at this year, and really excited about 2018 moving into the future.
So when you take a look at the stage of development of this corn crop, first, what kind of maturity do we look at for corn, and what stage of development are we in?
You know, so if you use May 1st as a planting date, we're about 200 to 300 GDUs ahead of normal. So right now, looking at corn, we're obviously denting on the majority of the corn from that 85 to 95 day zone. And I was even in some late last week that was about half milk line already. So I think we're going to be 2 to 3 weeks ahead if the weather stays normal. The other way to look at that, especially for the corn crop, if it stays cool like it is today and tomorrow is supposed to be, we've got 200 to 300 GDUs banked for us to help us still get to maturity and have respectable dry down.
You talk about dry down. Do we leave that corn standing in the field, or what's the best approach there?
So that's one of the detriments of hot, dry weather is when there's not enough moisture for that plant, it takes it out of the leaf and the stalks. And we definitely did that in August. You know, July and August were really hot. That's how we bank those GDUs, and those plants are going to be stressed come fall. Hopefully guys are on top of their crop and they're out looking at it, and when that corn crop's ripe, let's go after it. What I like to tell guys is that it's inevitable. Somewhere in October we're going to get a big windstorm, and you don't want to be the guy that had, you know, 180, 220 bushel corn standing out there, and all of a sudden it's tipping over.
We can see the impact of Mother Nature right here in these fields south of Sabin.
Right. So, yeah, a hailstorm came through Saturday night, Sunday morning. Probably the worst I've ever seen from roughly south of Chaffee all the way towards Barnesville, Minnesota. And, yeah, we don't want to have that happen in October when the crop's right there for us to go after it.
Jeremy Baumgarten, Strategic Account Manager for Pioneer. It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.